You know, they do the right things when you're supposed to, and you know, they're big, heavy guys, and you know, they pierce the run game.
How much did that change for you when Hightower went out that first meeting? Because before, I think it was about 2 yards per carry, and then after, you guys feasted.
I don't know if it was because he came out, but I just think, you know, our lineman just, you know, buckled down and got settled in. I think he got pretty hurt. I think he got hurt pretty early. So, you know, I think it was just more of, you know, us getting familiar with, you know, what they was doing at that time.
Gary was talking about you guys, you know, being new to the system and sort of the progress that you made over the course of the year. How much more comfortable do you feel now than even, say, back in week 12?
You know, it's like he said, you know, you want to get better every week, and, you know, you want to try to improve on the stuff that you did wrong. So I would say that, you know, we're a lot better because we definitely seen a lot of more looks and different looks than we did when we seen them earlier this year.
Just knowing what Kubiak had done with running backs, whether it was last year in Baltimore, the years before that in Houston, going back to Terrell Davis, like, what was your impression of him when he came in, and sort of what your hopes for the offense were and what he could do?
You know, when he came in, you just had hopes. You know, the run game was going to be a big. You knew what we was going to do. Run game was going to be a big emphasis. And, you know, just from the history of, you know, the running backs he has, you know, you do get excited because of, you know, the production they had.
How much of that is a 180 going from what you were with Peyton setting every passing record possible to making sure that the run game was an emphasis? How much of a, like, 180 return was that from what the offense was?
You know, it's just different, you know, going from that style of offense just to, you know, the one we are now. It's just a lot more run heavier, and, you know, it was just pass protection, a lot more verbiage, but, you know, it wasn't too hard.
How much do you welcome the challenge of that running game? And, you know, you guys were so impressive against the Pats the first time running the football, but as a group, how much do you, you know, welcome that you guys have so much success when you run it well?
You know, we have to run the ball, you know, for us to stay balanced and, you know, for us to, you know, be successful this week, and, you know, that's what we're going to do, and, you know, that's just what we do, and, you know, everybody knows it, and, you know, we just have to hit them in the mouth.
What makes you guys so comfortable in these close, kind of grind out, ugly games that there doesn't seem to be a panic when it, you know, can go bad for a quarter, but suddenly the switch goes back on? What is it about this group?
I'll say it's more just, you know, we fighting for each other. You know, we all have one common goal, and that is a Super Bowl. And, you know, when it is that one play where, you know, you're just tired or whatever, you know, you got to think about the next guy, you know. And, you know, we all just know that, you know, you got to be accountable for yourself and, you know, what you do. But, you know, you also have that teammate next to you to help you out.
CJ, I think, was quoted last week or a couple of weeks ago about the offense and the run game taking pressure off of Peyton to a certain degree. And did you kind of feel that way, that it has helped him as well?
Yeah, you know, when you run the ball, it definitely helps with the receivers and the quarterback. You know, it's not as much pressure on them. When you're not running the ball as well, you know, the defense could kind of sit back and, you know, kind of put you in one dimension. And, you know, we don't want that, especially with our offense.
Peyton said he's trying to enjoy this week. I mean, is there a sense that you guys don't want to take for granted that you're in this position?
No, you know, we were just talking about earlier, you know, a lot of guys are spoiled because, you know, guys that came in 2012, you know, we've been in playoffs all 4 years. So I think it's more just, you know, just realizing that this opportunity that we have is very rare. And, you know, it's like DeMarcus, you know, this first championship game that he's played in. So, you know, you want to win for those guys like that.
For you personally, you didn't play that much a couple of years ago, but now you're going to start. How much does this chance mean to you have a big role in a game like this?
It means a lot, you know, especially, you know, I have some personal things going on. So it definitely means a lot for me to go into this game.